And we're live.
Yes, we are.
Hey, that's my line. I like it when you said it, though. It worked.
It was more...
You felt it. And you went
I felt
with it.
I had to go with it.
It's Tucker and the Beard.
Hey.
Here in studio again.
Once more.
We went to the movies again.
We did.
Big surprise.
Shocked face.
Yeah. Huh. This is my surprise face.
Yes, and it was awesome.
I had a good time at the movies this week. In case you haven't been keeping up with things, we made a decision a while ago to not just review terrible movies because it was damaging our souls.
Our psyche.
Yeah. We were having real struggles. You know, I was having night terrors. He was blacking out behind the wheel. It was really bad news.
It wasn't good.
So we decided, you know, we're just going to go see what we want to see.
And
we'll tell you about it. And, you know, if you like our perspective and point of view, then welcome.
Thumbs up.
The door's over there. You can't see it from here, but it's over there.
It's there.
So, this week.
Yes.
We were going to go see.
Yeah, we did.
A movie with the kids.
Yes. Plans kind of changed.
As they do. The best laid plans of mice and men.
Yes.
Go awry.
And as we say, we have kind of a hectic schedule and having families add a whole other level to having hectic schedules.
Yeah.
And
sometimes
so,
kids have, you know, dance recitals and choir performances, and sometimes they get sick.
Yeah, exactly. And that was kind of the weekend. And it seems during the holidays it just gets more hectic.
Well, the weather's changing. Anyway, enough about us.
Yeah.
We saw a movie.
Yes. We were going to go see Wreck-It Ralph, but we weren't able to. Or I was not able to.
Let me
stand that corrected. And so we decided, thankfully, I guess, to go see Creed 2.
Yeah, which...
We saw separately.
We did. We saw. In fact, just this morning, I was still watching Creed 2.
Yeah, you invested hard.
I soldiered up, and I was the only person at the 10:05 showing.
Apologies need to be made.
Last night, so... Huge shout out to the people at the Prescott Picture Show who didn't not let me in.
Yeah.
Because
Tim, Jeff, and Kelly.
Yeah. That's not their real names. Their real names have been changed to protect the innocent. I could see the slight disappointment on their face knowing that, you know, that was the last showing they were going to run for any movie.
They were done for the night.
And had I not shown up, they might have been able to go home a little early. Big shout out to the crew there for making me still feel welcome because it was late.
Yeah.
I had an entire theater to myself.
Yes. And I went quite the opposite. I went to the 9:55.
Yeah, you went to the early
first
showing.
You went to the last showing. So I was not the only person in the theater, but I think there was one other person.
One other person.
And as I sat, you know, by myself, excited for the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Full disclosure, I love Rocky movies.
Yes, as do I.
Love just about any boxing movie, I'll sit down and watch it. If Sylvester Stallone is a part of it, I will watch it.
Yes, I'm a big Sylvester Stallone fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan, and I make no apologies.
Yeah, he keeps giving me more reasons to.
You know what the only thing I bought on Black Friday was?
No.
I bought the full collection of the Expendables films on Blu-ray.
Okay.
It was literally the only purchase I made on Black Friday.
Well played.
I'm a fan of Sylvester Stallone. I think he's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. I think he's an awesome writer.
He is. He's not the dopey guy that he comes across in a lot of his roles as, especially not the role that made him famous, which is Rocky. On screen, he's kind of kind of dopey.
Right.
He's obviously been hit in the head a few too many times, but I appreciate his work.
Yeah. I am a huge fan of his, and it's, you know, the writing style that he does is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And some of the speeches that, you know, he gives is amazing. And he co-wrote this one. He wasn't involved in the writing in the last Creed movie.
Yeah, he didn't sit in on that one.
No.
And it showed.
Yeah.
And actually, that one wasn't bad either.
No, I was
like that one too.
I was actually a big fan of Creed.
Yeah.
Of the first.
Not the band Creed.
Wide open.
Not the band from Gainesville, Florida, who dominated the early 2000s rock and roll charts. Not that Creed.
Not the one that takes you higher.
Not the one that takes me higher. No. Okay. So, but the movie Creed with Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Not related.
Plays the son of Apollo Creed.
Yes, who, unbeknownst to anybody familiar with the Rocky story, was the one that beat Rocky in Rocky I
mm-hmm.
by split decision.
It's true.
And then later on...
Highly controversial split decision.
Yes, and then... They're still talking about it.
They're still talking about it.
But ended up becoming friends. And in Rocky IV, Rocky was challenged to a fight by a large Russian boxer named Ivan Drago and couldn't take the fight, but Apollo took it.
And bad call.
Paid for it with his life.
With his life.
Ivan Drago ended up killing him in the ring.
Yeah, and that... Fast forward,
yes,
several years, 30 of them,
to be exact. Yes,
and his son is now a boxer, and that's kind of where this movie begins. Is his son has just risen to the rank of heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah,
it takes place kind of like it picks up right after the first one a little
bit.
Yeah,
they've done the two fights. Creed films kind of the same way they did the Rocky films, where you know one kind of really does lead into the other. And
at the end of the first Creed movie, it ended similar to Rocky, where Creed Adonis had fought the heavyweight champion of the world and lost. But in that gained in huge popularity because of how well he did in the fight.
Yeah.
And it's
kids
now,
get hard.
Theme of this movie.
It'll come into play.
Yes.
Spoilers ahead.
Spoilers. Yes.
Yeah. True. If you're not familiar, if this is one, you know, your first time watching one of our movie reviews, again, welcome, but, we ruin it for you. So, if you haven't seen the movie and you're planning on seeing the movie, or it's been highly anticipated for you, now would be the time
to silence watch and
something
your
else.
Phone.
Silence and darken your electronic devices. Come pick up right here after you've seen the movie and see if your opinion or thoughts match with our opinion and thoughts on the film. So,
anyways,
on that note,
And if you're still with us.
Yeah. Bringing it back.
Yeah. So the movie begins a little bit later on, and he has had some other fights and has earned his right to fight the heavyweight
champion. Get that rematch, son.
Yeah. Get the, you know, fight the actual heavyweight champion and wins. And
he wins.
Becomes...
The champ.
The champ. Like his father and Rocky.
Like his father before him.
We're not going down the Star Wars road.
No? Okay.
Okay. I just because we could take up the whole entire time.
Yeah.
And so then out of the shadows of the Ukraine.
Yeah, we kind of fade to you know, your typical Soviet bloc apartment complexes where we now find
the trenches.
We now find an impoverished Ivan Drago waking up his son, Victor, to begin training.
For the day. And this dude is a beast.
He is the mayor of Jacked City. there's no question about it. Like,
he's the whole...
Yeah. Jacksonville.
Yeah.
He's the mayor of Jacksonville.
Of Jacksonville. Yeah. Yes. Not really, but yes. He's... A mountain of a man.
Yes.
So
he's a big kid.
And so it's their training, and they've been waiting in the shadows to
for the right opportunity. And wouldn't you know it, a somewhat unscrupulous boxing promoter.
I know.
Just happens to be, he's fighting, these kind of, in the old school boxing world, they would call these smokers.
Right.
And, they're in gymnasiums and things like that. And he's just
trying to make a buck.
Dominating. Yeah. He's trying to make a little money, which is hard to do in a socialist environment or a communist environment like, Russia. Right. Actually, they're living in the Ukraine, because, to be very specific.
Well, because what you find out is after Rocky IV.
Yeah, after Ivan loses to Rocky.
He is shamed.
Shunned, even.
Kicked out of Russia.
And he's relegated to being just a peasant in a socialist, or a communist, excuse me. I used the wrong term, but a communist country, and
his wife leads him, which is played by Brigitte Nielsen
again.
Yes. Again. So she, and
continuity.
Yeah. And she comes back.
They did a good, that made me happy. I was like, nice.
They brought back Red Sonja.
Didn't know she was alive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Props.
If you get the, if
still
you get,
being alive, Brigitte. Yeah.
And if you get the Red Sonja reference.
Flavor.
Thank you.
Flav.
Or the Flavor Flav reference. Hey, that's dark time. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about
just stick to the Red Sonja. So they've been shamed. So Victor, who's his son, has never known his mom because she left them.
Yeah, because
they've been shamed and living in
now they work in some nondescript
mill
manufacturing facility.
Yeah, and his life is boxing.
Yeah, and he wakes up, he trains, he goes and does his weird job where he has to stack pallets and move concrete, and then he goes and he fights, and then he goes to bed, and then he trains. His dad wakes him up by punching him in the face.
Yeah.
That's how this kid gets to wake up every single day of his life.
Yeah, so this kid's life has been, revenge.
Yeah, he's...
very
Sith-like. Not to bring it back to the Star Wars, but man, there's hate is strong.
Very, very strong, and yes. So this boxing promoter...
He notices, he's like, hey.
This is a good opportunity.
Adonis is becoming a thing. He just got the heavyweight belt, and now I'm going to go... And he sees that Victor's been... he's obviously a powerhouse in the ring.
Yeah.
And...
There's no,
I can
there's
make
no
some
joke
things.
About
we can
that.
We can do Drago Creed 2.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Drago.
Revenge of the Drago. And so they set it up and all of a sudden come out of nowhere, and Adonis Creed he's got a lot of stuff going on in his life.
He does. He's just about to get married.
Yep.
Or maybe he is married. The timeline was a little...
Well, he got
I think
the
they were married. He got the belt. He proposed to his
proposed,
girl the same night.
Which, another thing, his girlfriend, played by Tessa Thompson, who did an awesome job.
Fantastic, yeah.
Had hearing issues.
Mm-hmm.
And her hearing was starting to
deaf.
Go.
And partially deaf.
Or going deaf, yeah. And in this one, it's just gotten worse. Which is kind of a strangely funny moment as he kind of went on this big old spiel proposing.
And she couldn't hear
a
word of it.
She didn't hear a word and turned around as he was on his knee
after
he had given this really nice speech.
It was like a super touching moment followed by a mildly humorous moment. It was good balance. It was good. It was good filmmaking.
So
it was
strangely funny. Maybe that's just my sense of humor.
We go dark sometimes.
He ended up scaring her because she didn't hear any of it.
Yeah,
and
she slammed the door in his face, which is how every man wants his proposal to be received.
So it kind of takes a little bit of a turn because he realizes that she didn't hear him and it's gotten worse. But she ends up saying yes. Sorry, spoiler.
Yeah.
And then
they do things that married people do.
Right.
And
babies happen.
Now, yeah. And baby makes 3, which they don't find out before the first fight.
Right. Well, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, because he goes to... He accepts the fight.
The first fight.
And he's going to tell his mom or
adopted
mom.
And his mom realizes that...
She's pregnant.
That she's pregnant before...
They knew.
She even realized that she was pregnant.
They were having dinner so he could say, I'm taking the fight.
Yeah. And she thought that they were making a pregnancy announcement.
Right. Which then they realized that she's pregnant.
Oh, snap.
So now he's...
Plot twist.
Yeah, plot twist. So now he's taking the fight.
And being precariously placed in the same position that his father was placed in.
Right.
A pregnant significant other.
Right.
And a fight with a crazy Russian.
Yeah. And goes to talk to Rocky about it, saying, hey, I'm taking the fight. And Rocky's like,
that's stupid.
I can't.
Well, he's like, I'm not doing that. He's like, I can't go down that road with you.
Yeah. Well, Rocky, he has
obviously
a lot of guilt.
You know, a lot of people blamed Rocky for not throwing in the towel in the fight with Apollo and Ivan Drago, which led to
his death.
Other spoiler alert, Apollo's death?
Yes.
So, you know, in case you haven't seen Rocky
IV. I know, it's like, we're a little bit past spoiler alert on that one.
Yeah, it's only been 30 years.
And it's in the trailers for this actual movie.
True story.
So Rocky steps out of his corner.
He's like, I can't do this with you.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Adonis being the hot-headed...
He's dangerous.
The hot-headed young man that he is, he's like, I don't need you, Rocky. And, you know,
says it anyway. Says some very Kevin McAllister things.
Yeah, he says some
mean
things.
I don't need
things.
You.
Yeah.
You live alone.
Yeah, he's
I'm the only one that loves you.
Yeah, he was not nice to Rocky. And, you know, Rocky's just like... Well,
like, that's going
to
convince
you
somebody.
Do what you got to do. You got to fix the light. And there's a light post that's been out in front of Rocky's apartment for years, and,
That's all he can talk about. That's all he can talk about.
He won't shut up about it.
It's like, we get it, man. It's a light. So he takes the fight.
Yep.
And to say it went well...
would be an entire lie.
Bold-faced lie.
Yeah, it would not be a partial truth. It would be an entire lie.
Yeah.
The only thing better about the fight between Adonis and Victor than was better between the fight between Apollo and Ivan is that Adonis doesn't quite die.
He
comes
close.
Real close. Several broken ribs, which, man.
The sound effect team on this
film was great.
There was some celery overload.
I felt pain for Adonis when he took those shots to the ribs. You could
hear
him breaking. You knew the kid was down, but you know, again, he's a fighter. He's got lots of heart.
Yeah,
a continuing theme through the film, and
he keeps getting back up and keeps getting more bones broken.
Yeah,
and
gets his kidney ruptured and
right, and
lots of bad news.
Kind of in the corner of the Drago, let me kind of set that up, is you can tell Victor, who's the son, is just, he hates his life.
You know, he hates his life, but he really takes a lot of direction. He's very focused on pleasing his father.
Right.
He really, you know, he has that's his main motivation, is he doesn't necessarily hate Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
But what he hates is what Rocky did
to his family.
To his family, and what happened to his family because of his father losing that match and then being disgraced, so it were. You know, like I said, they really gave him the boot after Rocky IV.
Right.
You know,
and it's
Ivan's life was never quite the same.
And we were kind of talking about it and choosing my words carefully, that you become very sympathetic towards the Dragos, surprisingly.
Yeah, you're like, oh man.
But every
Those
time
people
he's
were
going
jerks
to
the Dragos.
I mean, Victor is
pummeling
Adonis.
Oh yeah.
And Ivan's just break him. And he just keeps, he's like, why haven't you won already? Why,
yeah, you know, like just, after the first round, the kid's sitting down, he's like,
we're being disgraced.
Looks like you haven't won yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the fact that he knocked a kid down a few times.
Broke bones.
He's like, you see how he keeps getting up? That's because you are a disgrace to me.
Right, and you're a disgrace to Russia. And
yeah.
We're a disgrace, and you're failing Russia.
And let's pull up some facts real quick that Ivan's wife, she is a gold-digging...
Yeah.
She is not... She's good not person. A high quality human being.
No, good. She's not a good person.
Not a high quality human being. Kind of. I'll be careful here. I promise. Kind of a prime example of why communism doesn't work. Because there's always a ruling class.
I'm not sure where to go from.
Regardless of how communism pronounces itself and tries to portray itself as being, you know, a system of fairness and equality for everyone, where no one is better than anyone.
Right.
It never works out that way, and this is a prime example, really.
Right.
Because she just bounces. You know, she was only hanging out with Ivan
because
he was
going to be the next
hot stuff, right. and he was bringing honor to Russia. And as soon as he was disgraced, she was out and on to the next rich dude.
Yeah, which does kind of
she stays with for presumably the next 30 years. We don't know
possibly.
What her
could have been,
what her relationship status was, but you know
she could have gone Flavor Flav to this guy.
Yeah, she could have. She could have. That was a dark period for you, Brigitte. I'm sorry.
But yeah, you feel very, very sympathetic, and so. In that match, you know, he's going to the corner. He's already beaten.
Yeah, I never felt sorry for Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
In Rocky IV.
Oh, yeah.
But I felt sorry for the Drago family during this movie.
Because it's like he knew how to fight and everything, and he lost. He lost to Rocky. And
he cheated, too.
Well, that's neither.
Which they never address.
No.
That's
your big thing. Yeah.
Well, they minorly address it, but not in the way that I was anticipating. Frankly, again, rewinding because we have to Rocky IV. Ivan Drago was on steroids.
Right.
That was one of the things that made him as strong and big as he was.
Right.
He
shot up.
Yeah. And so I was expecting there to be some sort of twist on that, and there wasn't. Which is fine. It's not like I'm like upset that they didn't address Ivan Drago's steroid use from 30 years ago.
Right.
I don't think we should be addressing many things from 30 years ago, but that's neither here nor there. But I kind of thought that maybe they were going to make his son as a cheater as well.
Right.
And they did, just not in the same way.
Right. Because
you know we cut to the end of this fight. And Adonis is down on all fours, man.
Yeah, he gets dropped down to all fours. The fight's pretty much done. And because of
his father's urgings,
him,
you know,
end him, break him, whatever, he does a blow to him while he's down.
Yeah.
Which,
in case you're wondering, is illegal in sanctioned boxing.
Yeah, it's very, very illegal. And even though he would have severely won that fight.
The fight was already won, but he chose to add that exclamation point anyway.
Yeah, and he gets disqualified.
And therefore, he still is not the winner.
And Adonis
is still the
champ.
A bad sport, really. You know, so again, bringing more shame and more dishonor on his family.
Right.
So to speak.
Right, and so that's the first. And it's Adonis is pretty much in like a coma almost.
They have him destroyed. Medically, they have him medically under for several days.
Broken ribs.
Yeah, he might need surgery.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I don't know why the camera's beeping at me.
You want to go check that?
I'm going to go check it real quick. Stand by.
All right. I'll keep talking.
Yeah, you keep talking, and I'll make sure the camera's still running.
Yeah. Adonis is broken, beaten, bloody, and just spirit broken. Are we good?
I don't know yet. Just keep entertaining the people.
I was going to say, you're like telling me to hold on for one more day. It was a Wilson Phillips reference.
It was a Wilson Phillips.
Yeah, not a good one. That he's just beaten, broken, bloody, and now is, you know, having, I don't want to say marital issues, because he's not who he once was. His spirit is broken. And so, you know, his now wife or fiance, it never showed their wedding, but
it was a tough situation for everybody.
His girl is very, very concerned because he's not himself.
Yeah.
And it's having a hard time. It's like Maverick getting back in the plane. You know, he's got to keep. Huh? Too soon? Okay.
You keep making Goose references, and I keep telling you it's
R.I.P.
just hasn't been long enough.
R.I.P. I'm with you. But it was kind of that thing of, you know, it had to take a little bit. And,
yeah.
Rocky tried to visit him feeling very shamed that he wasn't in his corner and everything. And
he didn't give him exactly a warm reception in the hospital. Right. You know, he was understandably upset.
Yeah.
You know, and, rightly so.
Yeah. So, you know, he kind of starts trying to, you know, rebuild himself a little bit, connects with Rocky again.
Rocky is this character throughout the entire
franchise
scenario of the Creed scenario.
Right.
Where he's like constantly rejected when things don't go right, but mm-hmm. he's always there.
Right.
To, you know, he's like, he's always going to be in Adonis's corner.
Right.
Whether Adonis wants him there or not.
If he's a boxer
and
or
whether,
not.
And whether, and what I mean by in his corner, because he obviously wasn't in his corner literally for that fight.
Yeah.
Figuratively, he was there for him. And, you know, it's just, he's kind of that figure in this whole story where it's like, he's just there in the background.
Right.
Always. He's like always the, watching. He's the always father caring. Figure. He's literally being a better father figure to Adonis than he is to his own son.
Right, because his son has kind of rejected.
They're estranged.
They're estranged, because of
is
the Rocky,
word I would use.
The Rocky name.
It's, yeah.
It was hard for him to kind of build his life and everything.
In his father's shadow, yeah.
So he's moved to Canada.
Yeah.
He's, I believe, and started a family. And you learn in this one that he's a grandfather.
Yeah.
And hasn't been involved.
Can
in
I say they did a fantastic job of casting that little kid?
Yeah.
To look just like his fictitious grandmother.
Yeah, dude.
I was astonished.
I was trying
like,
to hold it together. Yeah, I was trying to.
That
hold
little
it together.
Kid showed up on the camera, and I was like, "Oh my goodness!" They did a fantastic
Amazing.
Job casting that. And Milo Ventimiglia is a fantastic
Again.
Casting as
back.
Rocky's son,
and comes back.
Yeah, and he reprises his role. Right. You know. Although briefly,
right.
In this film, and
like, more than I thought, I had heard that he did a cameo, came back as Robert, as Rocky's son, but I thought it was gonna be like 30 seconds at the end or something. But it's actually it was a couple minutes, but
it was perfect. Powerful.
Yeah,
you know, it was meaningful, and it made you wonder, you know, what's coming
to the end. We just jumped all the way.
Well,
to the end.
We're skipping around. We're skipping.
No, it's good.
Listen, if you don't know what happens in the final fight. You obviously haven't ever seen
a Rocky movie.
A Rocky film.
Yeah. But
wins.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Spoiler. No.
Whoops.
Yeah. Watch a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
But
or any sports film.
Right. And it's
ever.
But then it's, you know, the baby being born.
Yeah.
And the baby ends up having
the same
hearing.
Health issue, the hearing issue that his mother has.
Yeah.
Her mother, excuse
yeah.
me.
So, it's like all these
gender.
Things and then But yeah, when Rocky comes in, stop it. But when, you know, Rocky comes back in and now the Dragos are.
They're more hell bent on
right,
revenge.
They're throwing dirt. And,
yeah, because everyone thinks that he won, you know?
Right.
Everyone. I mean, even.
Even Adonis.
Even Adonis knows that.
He was.
That Victor won that fight.
Yeah. So now he's got something to prove to himself.
Yeah.
You know, and he
would.
Well,
and that was the thing
right,
before the first fight in the film, you know, where Adonis is going for the heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rocky says, are you trying to prove something to yourself or everyone else?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the litmus test that Rocky uses. Like,
right.
Don't do this to prove to anything to anybody else. You got to do these things to prove it to you.
That you can do it. And
yeah.
He does that.
He does it.
But in the first fight, he's not thinking that way.
Yeah.
He's as later
because he doesn't have Rocky in his ear the whole time.
Right. And Rocky kind of tells him, it's like, you weren't in the right frame of mind, which is just kind of a life. Anytime Rocky comes in this, on the screen, you're like, I'm about to learn a life lesson.
Dude, Rocky is, like, you know, I hate to keep kicking back to, you know, like Star Wars references. Dude, Rocky is an old Philly Yoda.
Yeah.
You know, like he's just Yoda who's been punched in the head a lot of times
and has learned
and has a little bit of a has a little bit of a speech impediment because of it.
Yeah, but other than anytime he comes on the screen, you're like,
I'm about to learn a life lesson. And if I put into practice whatever words come out of that man's mouth right now, I'm going to be a better person.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah. And so it was essentially that you weren't in the right mind frame and you got to change your fighting style because that guy has been training.
He trains a certain, you know, he trains
dirty
street.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in a gym. He's in the world, you know, which, if you remember how Rocky trained for his fight against Ivan.
He went out in the world.
Yeah, you know, remember.
Was it the cabin? Rocky, out in the, like.
Yeah, the, out in the snow, yeah. Yeah, and so he takes him out to the desert, though.
Yeah, which I was like, with, is that
it looked like a prison yard. So yeah. It was like this weird prison yard in the middle of the desert with nowhere. Nothing else around it.
With, like, tires that you hit.
Yeah, and tires and hammers basic. And, yeah, ultra basic. But, you know, he kind of does the
Rocky.
You
got
to remember that Rocky remembers how to beat Ivan Drago because he beat Ivan Drago.
Right.
So, but of course, you know, Adonis didn't want to listen, and now he's finally, you know, able to
get in the smarts.
Yeah, he's like everything else. Mindset is everything.
Right. Because I should say the rematch was under the conditions it was
in Russia. Yeah,
which they've really said, and I didn't even like think about it, but they laid it out there that if it goes to a judge's decision,
there's going to be a biased
judge. It's going to be Drago.
Yeah.
So it's like, we can't let it.
We can't let it get that far.
So you got to fight to take him out.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Fight for your right to party, man.
Beastie Boys. Nice.
Yes.
So yeah, it gets the whole rematch. Adonis gets his kind of life squared away, goes out in the desert, finds himself, gets in shape.
A hell of a montage.
Good montage.
Yeah.
Good montage.
Amazing. Like, top-notch montage work.
Yeah. And then it's rematch time.
Mm-hmm.
In Mother Russia.
In an arena that I couldn't figure out where exactly it would have come from in a communist nation, but whatever.
We're good with it.
You know, and the fight's on. Well, and the entrances were epic. There was fire. There was live performances. There were everything that you could want in a boxing match entrance.
Right.
And then
it was Adonis's entrance was amazing.
Fire.
There
was an actual fire. That was Ivan. That was Victor's stuff. But yeah, he had lasers and everything, and it was a
live DJ.
Yeah, he had a live performance by his wife,
who killed it.
Yeah, an amazing recording artist in her own right.
Yeah,
and it was, I was hyped up.
Oh, I was
kind of. I was just as hyped up, if not more, than when I watch an actual boxing match.
Yeah. Oh, I get the same way if I watch a boxing match or like a UFC
match. Yeah, UFC fights. You know, it's like, you see those guys walking, you're just like, yeah.
I get jittery, and I'm like, oh, okay.
It's on now.
And yeah, the fight is on, and Adonis brings it this time.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit quicker.
Well, you know, I don't know if you noticed this. I like to watch the fights pretty, mm-hmm. you know, it's, I'm a fan. I'm not a super fan, but I'm a fan.
Right.
And in the beginning of the movie, I honestly had a hard time believing that Adonis was fighting in a heavyweight division.
Yeah.
He looked great, but he was lean.
Right.
He was really lean, and he was kind of small to be fighting heavyweight.
Yeah. At the end, he's bigger.
He is in the running for mayor of Jacksonville, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, he was still a big dude.
Still.
Now, he's still short. Right. You can't get around being short. You can't get taller, unfortunately. Well,
Victor
Victor is probably 6'2", 6'3".
And just.
And Michael B. Jordan is 5'8".
Right.
He's not a tall man.
Yeah.
But he bulked up huge.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, and I think they did that on purpose.
Right.
It's the only reason that I bring this up. He was looking pretty lean and at the beginning of the movie, again, almost to the point where I thought, I don't know if he's really at a heavyweight weight, but by the end of the movie, he looked like he belonged in a heavyweight division. He was built.
Yeah, and he...
He had put on some muscle in the desert.
And he brings it.
Yes, he does.
And ends up...
Like, you know he's gonna.
Right. Well, and even cheating at... Well, I don't know if it's technically cheating, but Victor went after the ribs.
Yeah, well, he knows it's a weakness.
Broke him again.
And he's going after it again.
Those things, like, broke, like, five times during this movie. And pretty much drops him, and Rocky almost throws
in the towel.
But Adonis is like, nope. Nope. And so
he had a little left in the tank, and man, did he give it.
Yep, and ends up bringing it back, and
knocks down Victor for what we from what we can tell, it might have been
the first time.
His first knockdown in his entire career.
Yeah, and it takes a lot.
And that really shifts the momentum of the fight to the point where after he gets knocked down once and he gets knocked down a second time,
pretty cool.
This is a 12 round fight, and nobody really went down until after the fifth.
Right.
And Victor's mother leaves the ring.
Yeah.
She leaves the stadium.
Yep.
And that's when, you know, you really see the wind getting taken out of this kid's sail.
And Ivan's as well. Yeah. You can see him, you know, being the coach and just whatever. And so after he gets knocked down the first time, then quickly gets knocked down the second time,
mm-hmm.
and gets back up, and he's done.
It's over. He gets knocked down. I mean, they both get knocked down several times.
Yeah, he's not falling. He's just standing there getting pummeled.
He just can't get up anymore. Then, as the you received a headline just before we went live here saying that
Ivan Drago
is the real hero of Creed 2. Because Ivan does something that should have been done in Rocky 4.
Yep.
It should have been done at the beginning of Creed 2.
Right.
But wasn't. And Ivan...
In the first fight. Yeah.
Yeah, in the first fight between Drago and Creed. Well, second
Adonis.
Fight?
Whatever. Yeah.
The first fight in this film between Creed and Drago. You know, the towel should have been thrown in.
Yeah. And so Ivan gets up and...
He throws in the towel, finally. He does what Rocky never did and has felt guilty about his entire life. And
but
you
that
can
sympathy,
see
like it's like you don't want bad things for them at the end because you
no,
feel so bad.
No,
for them.
You know, at the
but that's them just
halfway
going,
through
we're
the
not
movie
going back to Russia.
Yeah, you still hate the Drago family.
Oh yeah, you still don't like them.
And then, you know, the cracks really start showing. They have this dinner scene where they're with the other oligarchs and, you know, in Russia, and the mother finally comes back, and you can see the cracks starting to form in Victor's mind. Like, really? I'm fighting this hard to impress her? Like,
and these people
she doesn't,
that kicked us out.
Yeah. And we live in a cinder block because of her.
Right. And we're sitting here at dinner trying to impress them, wanting them to invite us back. So when Adonis wins, it's not without you kind of feeling very bad.
You feel bad. You know that Adonis earned the victory,
mm-hmm.
but you still feel a little bit bad for Victor.
Yeah.
But you also know that, you know, Ivan finally did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's kind of
a new, yeah.
His mindset shifted to a place where winning wasn't the only thing.
It wasn't everything that, you know, in his
about
son.
Life.
Yeah.
And you see, you know, kind of as it fades into the final scenes of the movie, that his attitude toward his son has changed. You know, he used to wake his son up literally by walking. The kid's sleeping on a couch, and he walks up and he just punches him in the mouth.
Yeah.
And that's the kid's alarm clock.
Yeah.
You know, to where you see them still training,
but more
afterward.
Friendly with each
but he's actually showing some affection and some care for his son.
Well, I think in the beginning
and
of the movie,
to me, like that,
was,
that actually hit me in the feels a little bit too,
a whole lot. I think in the beginning of the movie, it was showing him running, and the
he
dad
was pushing him with a car.
Yeah, was chasing after him with a car,
and when he calmly is like, "When I see it, run faster."
Yeah, run faster.
Run faster.
And in the end, it's them running together.
I think, yeah. And so it was, you know, I thought they brought everything together with a nice, you know, they wrapped everything nice and tidy.
Yeah. And it was after Adonis wins and is looking around for Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky's standing outside of the ring and just says, it's your time now, which even like,
yeah, it was time for Adonis to write his own story instead of being just Apollo's son.
Right. And also, again, spoiler, that Sylvester Stallone did announce that he has officially retired the Rocky character.
Yeah.
And this was not only with that send off, and it shows him sitting down and letting Adonis kind of taking the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
But then cut to kind of his story wrapping up.
Yeah.
Which was him at his son's house in Canada, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. And seeing
his finally meeting his grandson for the first time. That
looks exactly like Adrian. Like Adrian.
It was spooky.
And they even address it.
Yeah.
He said, you look just like his mother.
Yeah.
Or you look just like your grandmother or something. And Milo Ventimiglia is like, I know.
I know, right?
Yeah. And it's them, you know, he gets to be grandpa and goes in, you know, and it's a nice little send-off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kind of wrapped up the character. You know, Sylvester Stallone has said that he's not going to reprise the character again.
Yeah.
Even in a supporting role like he has been in the last two Creed films. And I didn't even feel like they really left it. You know, when you watch the end of the old Rocky movies, you know that there's another one coming.
Right.
You know? And I didn't even get that vibe from this one. Like, maybe this is the end of that franchise.
Listen, there could be.
Absolutely. If they wanted to. They can keep it going, and people will keep going to see it.
Right. Or they could leave it. Yeah, or they could leave it. Yeah. And it was a good little wrap-up that, you know, Adonis kind of learned.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, what we got? We got 9 movies in the Rocky franchise? 8 or 9 movies? I mean,
some we talk about, some we don't.
Well, you know, there's Rocky 5, and we try not to talk about that one. It's almost, you know, like...
difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
It's hard times.
But, I mean, that character in itself is just a huge character. And again, he comes on screen, and you're like, I'm going to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of my motivational stuff that I listen to is stuff of Rocky...
I think if I had one disappointment with this film, just one.
Okay.
I like that they brought the phrase, you know, they kept reprising like, break you know, him. Break him, you know, right. Just iconic line from the first go round. But I really wish they would have had Victor reprise the line.
If he dies, he dies. Yep. Which is
the
other iconic.
I thought, one. You know, after seeing, you know, they bring back the, you know, I will break him.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping, I was like, oh.
They're going to do it.
You know, especially after that first beatdown that he gives to Adonis, you know, and they go back for the rematch and they're like, you almost killed him the last time. What happened? You know, what are you going to do this time? It was a perfect spot for him. If he dies, he dies.
Right.
I thought that would have been kind of fun,
been a cool little,
but not a true disappointment, by the way, but just a funny little thing,
like little wink and a nod.
Yeah. It would have been fun to have that in there. All in all, I really enjoyed the movie. It was worth,
definitely.
Very rarely am I going to say that a movie was worth staying up until 1 o'clock in the morning to watch in a theater,
when I got that message from you saying you were doing that. So, and I'm going to be going back. I'm taking my
now. You have to go see Wreck-It Ralph, and we're going to bring the kids in for that one.
We're going to bring the kids in. We've got a couple plans.
Stay tuned for that. We'll bring the kids into the studio. We got a couple extra microphones. We'll figure out how to make this all work. And
it'll be good.
Yeah.
So
thanks for watching. I say go see it.
See it.
Yeah.
I say see it.
It's probably the best thing in theaters right now.
Yeah.
And I did see Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, I was
so.
All right then.
And this is better than that. So.
No, I'm going back to see Creed.
Yeah, you're going to go see it again with your lady.
Yeah, I'm taking my wife to go see it. Because she liked the first Creed movie, and I was like,
did she like the first Creed movie, or did she like shirtless Michael B. Jordan?
Listen,
who are you?
There's no guarantee.
Right.
She at the end of the day, she liked the movie.
Fair enough. All right,
but. I'm sure.
I'm sure shirtless Michael B. Jordan didn't hurt anything.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So I know she'll love it and everything. And
cool.
I'll give a thing if she did or not. But
yeah, we'll update you. Yeah. Stand by.
So yeah, but then we'll be back next Tuesday for another show, and we got other stuff going on as well.
Yeah, we've actually got our first kind of big production that we're going to be launching into next week. In fact, it's so big that we started recording it a full week early today.
We started production today.
So yeah, it's definitely some really cool stuff coming from us.
Yeah.
Do us a favor. If you're enjoying the content, give us a share. Tell your friends. We're still running that contest. We need about another 100.
I know.
To get up to 500 subscribers here on Facebook. I will be uploading all of our content probably in just one big dump up to YouTube, so you can find us there coming soon as well. You can enter to win some cool Tucker and the Beard swag if you help us reach 500 subscribers.
Yeah.
So really do appreciate all of your support. And until next time, he's Tucker.
He's Beard.
And we'll be back.
Yeah.
Peace.